telling you, or you know that?
That's what we provided them for information and knowing it.
I've looked at a map that does not show that section all the way to the county line.
But that roads map hasn't been changed in some time.
Correct.
So.
I not since I've been here.
What I guess I'd ask you to do is put it on a topo map, label the roads, both whatever their number is, but also color them so that we know what's the difference between the B and the D and whatever other roads are there.
Okay.
And then we could, with the map going beyond the map, the quad maps, for lack of other terms, topos, going beyond our boundaries but show our boundaries on it, and then have the, be able to look at on a big enough map that even if it's used the big printer, so we can look at it and make notes on it, identify, because they, and then compare it to whatever the BLM's going to do to us on their lands, ultimately. And
yeah, we can definitely do that.
If you could get something, a document for us that shows what Jack just described, so that we could start reviewing to make sure that it's accurate, mm-hmm. and identify where it's not, and then so that we can make changes. We have an opportunity with some things that PLIPCO's doing to challenge even. Is that the right?
To challenge the BLM.
To challenge the BLM on what they accept as what we claim and what they either accept or don't accept as.
I might say it differently, but get to the same point. They're not recognizing the existence of that road as a for use by the public with motorized vehicles. The road exists. We don't have it on our map, and it was never part of our 2477 lawsuit. The road existed and is well documented long before 2477 became an issue. It was part of the mail route in the late 18s. Down there, we're saying the road exists, it's not yours to close, regardless of whether it's on any maps or not, it exists and there is documentation. In order to get it back into the 2477 mix, we need to get it put into our road system as a whatever, and we'd have to ask them whether it goes in as a B road or a C road. We need to have it on documented on our map as an existing road, as a part of the county system, in whatever form that looks like. And
make sure that our map is up to date.
And approve a map that would include Sears Canyon, maybe others, that are our roads, and they're not the BLM's to close. And they're saying because of their management plan, and we never fought for that road then, and now they have a natural area on the, at least on the Uinta County side of it, that there's no way they can let the ATVers or vehicle drive on it. Right now it's an ATV trail. You couldn't. Well, you might could drive a truck through it, but you wouldn't come out with the same truck you started with. And so we're trying to preserve that access. And this is one of the ways they can add the road to their willing, it sounds like, at least discussing, adding it to the 2477 lawsuit. Because apparently with the way that's written, they can have 15 roads statewide, and this is one that they're willing to add to the list.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't take long to get that. The only thing that I can't guarantee is where that data on that existing map came from. I can't verify that those are legal right-of-ways. I can't verify where that data came from.
If we have a starting point, we'll go through that exercise.
And we'll have to go through the exercise of certifying the map and then reviewing it every year.
Right.
And applying it.
But if you guys are okay with me using that as a jumping off point, I can add the roads that have been created pretty quickly and then get that to you to start working through.
That'd be good.
We've had to turn something in, and maybe it's been the district, maybe not. DOT or the state, PLIPCO, somebody has a copy of a map that we claim is our roads, B and C roads.
I've worked with James on that every year. Yeah.
And that map is the one that we should be certifying every year, correct. Not just James.
Yep.
And so whatever that map is, that's what we need to see, and then we'll add whatever we need to.
Yeah, because that's what our the one you're talking about is the one he turns in for the funding.
Yeah.
For, you know, every mile of B roads, we get funding. So
correct.
And we should be reviewing that every year.
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I can definitely make that happen.
Absolutely.
I can make that happen. I do know that there's a couple that have been added through subdivision creation and other things that need to be updated on that map.
Well, and I think that there are some, one in particular that Kent brought to my attention. The what's the subdivision by the airport?
Green Acres? Or a different
no,
one?
No, further off West? Of Ruble Lane.
Cheddyville?
Well, it's Flaming Gorge
Meadows
yeah. I think.
And then there's
well, Flaming that, Gorge Meadows is...
No, there's one over there, too. It's
anyway, on the north side of Lynchetta Lane, there's a subdivision, and there's a road that goes along the airport property that on the plat is a county road. It was dedicated to the
right,
county.
Right, on the fence.
Right. But we aren't maintaining it and don't recognize it. So I think that there are other examples. And I'd really like to start having some conversations about, say, Cheddyville, for example. What's it going to take to get those roads adopted by the county so that they are maintained? And because there are examples of just horrible messes everywhere that... I'd at least like to have some conversations about
Taylor Flat would come into the
yes.
same conversation.
Yes. So,
I
know that there's some, well, I won't get into that. The fact, I believe, is that the commission, the legislative body of the county, should be the gatekeeper of what is a county road and what isn't. What do we adopt and what do we not? Not the road department or anyone else.
I mean, they certainly have to be a part of the conversation.
Sure, of course.
There's more reasons to have a road than just whether it's easy to maintain or not.
That's my point. So if you could get us that to start that process, that would be very helpful, Jesse.
Yeah, is there a required time frame that we're looking at on that?
That's probably a sooner than later.
With what Quinco is trying to do, I think there's some urgency there.
Perfect. I can have it if you guys want it by next commission meeting. We can have something for you as a good jumping off
that
point.
That would be wonderful.
With maybe. The roads that, to my knowledge, need to be added.
Next week you've got a very full agenda already.
Maybe the week after.
Or a work meeting for that purpose rather than do it during the
committee. Yeah, I don't. That's true.
Because I think it may be a little sensitive. Not that it should be closed, but I don't know that it needs to be more, anything.
I'd prefer it to be a work meeting.
Administrative.
Until we have something to adopt.
Will you make sure that anything you add is identified as new in whatever form? So that we know the difference between what we've given the state versus what's been added.
Yep. There's nothing super drastic, but I will identify it.
Because at some point we have to adopt them.
Right.
And I don't know that we've gone through much of that process in the past.
Right. Yeah, I do know that specific map does have private lanes listed as well. They're just not categorized.
As long as they're identified
as a BC
private.
Or D, so...
Yeah, and there may be uncategorized roads that should be on it.
Correct.
But make sure that those are obvious, that they're like one color for B, one color for C, and whatever you do for new, and then the existing roads being. I know too. I'm missing that word too. I'm used to this too much. I'm sorry.
No,
do your job.
I will definitely have you something. So.
Thank
and
you.
If you guys schedule a work meeting, just let me know so we can be sure to hit the deadline. And on that same note, you do have a 1 o'clock that wasn't mobile today. Do you want me to reschedule it, or do you want to recess?
We'll recess. Okay. It's important to get that done, too, so...
Okay. Sorry to take so long on that.
No, these are all important things. Any more correspondence? Calendar. Let's move to calendar. We've got our 1 o'clock today. Tomorrow I have Conservation District and the Weed Board meeting. And there was one other. Oh, the Uinta County virtual meeting that I'll attend. And then tomorrow night I'll go to Ridgefield for the CDBG meeting. That's from 10 to 12. There was something else on Thursday.
Forest Service.
Right.
Wasn't it?
Yep, it was Forest Service.
Can you let Brian know? Can you make it, or are you wanting to go to it? I'm thinking we can let the Forest Service know that the commissioners won't be available if we're not going to be available for it.
Well, it's an open meeting, so I think they're planning on having it anyway. But
they will.
Of course.
Yeah.
But just
they also
so they
didn't ask for a date.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of conflicts.
Yeah. Just so they know that we're
it's
attentive
that we're,
to it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to do the best they can at coming up with a date. Okay, it all with it. All of it. But it is a public meeting.
National County Government. Are we done with all this stuff that was?
I think we didn't. We get through everything in the packet.
There was the NACO stuff there,
yeah,
but it's just FYI mostly. So we can move on.
I've got Seven County Thursday. I planned on going tomorrow night. I'll try and be on that call tomorrow at 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30 with you in a county.
When's our next you bag meeting? Do we know? Have we missed? Was there one?
We haven't missed anything, I don't think. They sent out a calendar. It seemed like it was next month, if I remember right.
They'll be here next week, we can ask.
Yeah, they will be here next week.
That is next
for
week.
CIB.
All right.
Lists.
They have something listed as Arnold UBAD meeting on the 28th of this month. Am I up in the night? Or was it just...
That sounds about right.
It is the 28th. Thursday, March 28th, Uinta County Building. It's a UBAC board meeting. And I will not be available for that meeting.
When does it start?
Board meeting, I think it's 10.
Is there stuff at 9?
I don't know that.
To go if that helps.
I'll plan on going as far as I know right now.
I'll be out of the county on personal stuff that day. I won't be available. Anything else from you, Randy?
No.
Jack? Okay, let's...
Do we have a pickleball bid discussion?
That's what the 1 o'clock is. Let's do a couple of items quickly. We've got 10 minutes. Item number one on policy and legislation's discussion and consideration of facilities use and ambulance fees for the Cow Country Junior Rodeo. And I think that I should have caught this, Brian. I think that discussion needs to go as well to the PRCA Rodeo and probably the Cow Country Rodeo as well, not just the junior. I didn't catch that, but...
PRCA, because as a major sponsor of it, we've treated it in the past as at least a quote-unquote part of a county event, and we haven't been charged to use it. I guess if I switch hats and full disclosure as a participant in the board for that rodeo, we'd ask for the same consideration.
And
I would apply it to the, I don't know, have we paid fees? Has Cow Country, we're a major.
Cow Country is a county event, so.
So I guess that's a no-brainer.
And the Junior Rodeo, I don't know if we've charged them in the past either.
They said in the meeting last week that you didn't last year, and that's why they were asking for it again this year. That was the main request, was why it was written the way it was. I figured you could push it on to the others if you wanted to, but
sure,
it's up to you.
I'm supportive of making that part of our sponsorship of those events.
I mean, if it was a completely outside, I don't know, maybe the junior is more outside than the other two, but it's supporting our kids. Do you have a preference, Randy?
Well, I think we need to have, if we do one, we do them all.
Don't do any of them.
Huh?
I'm with don't do anything. Don't charge anyone
for the rodeo. I was going to say, what? Yeah, I agree with that. Until the ambulance gets turned over to the district, we have control of that, but we need to maybe deal with that before we turn it over to them, if there's a way we can control. And either that or just say that we'll pay the fees when they decide they're going to start charging for it.
I felt like, I talked with the district about this in their meeting 2 weeks ago, and it felt like they would at least be open to considering doing the same thing that the county's been doing in the future after it transfers.
We had that in a meeting.
We did in commission meeting a little bit as well, but also... In their meeting, we had that discussion. It sounded like they were of the same mind.
So, and one of the things that we do to try and keep it, the county as well as the, and we would do it the same if it switches over in time, is the PRCA, we donate $500 to the EMS anyway, even though there's not a bill.
And I brought that up in their meeting as well.
So, I mean, it's not, we would pay for it if we need to, obviously. We can't have the rodeo without it.
Right.
But I do think it's good PR for me.
So as far as number one, I'd make the motion for the county to provide the facilities and the ambulance, cover the ambulance, and have no ambulance fees for the Cow Country Junior Rodeo, and I would add the Cow Country Rodeo and the PRCA Rodeo.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion and a second to donate the use of the facilities and the ambulance as part of our sponsorship of those events, and not charge those respective events any fees associated with EMS. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number two, discussion and consideration of Cow Country Junior Rodeo sponsorship request.
Have we got a request?
Yes.
It's in there.
What did we, have we provided the saddle?
The saddle.
So $900 is what we've done in the past.
No, it was 800 in the past.
Now it's 900.
Yeah, everything went up this last couple of years.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
It's a trophy saddle, obviously, for that amount.
That's the cheapest saddle you'll ever find.
Yeah, that's, it's a trophy saddle. It's not a,
high
get down and use it and last. Yep, I'll second the motion.
I guess I made that motion.
Okay, I'll put it
$900. Put it that way.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Racy to, and a second from Commissioner Lytle to be the saddle sponsor for the Cow Country Junior Rodeo in 2024.
And with that, that's six saddles. Oh, how many saddles are we sponsoring? Is it one?
One saddle is all they're going to... They're not doing one for each.
The motion was... Well, it says it's six total saddles.
It does say six on the paper.
We're doing one saddle based on your motion.
Or is it six for 900? No, that doesn't sound right, but...
Well, so my motion was one saddle, $900, not six.
Whatever 900 will get us is...
Circle the 900.
Well, I'm just saying, saddle sponsor, $900. Okay. That's what we want to be.
Yes, yep. Check it off.
Yep.
Check it just like that.
Yeah.
All six.
All in favor?
Aye.
900. Okay.
Oh, where it should be funded from, I think that question will come up. I think it'll be Daggett designation.
Okay.
Whatever that code is.
It's 22, I think, or 20. TRT is 20, or maybe 23. 22 is economic development.
Yeah.
TRT is 23.
Yeah.
Just so we're, that question will come up when you're ready.
Okay. Item number three, we're right up against 1 o'clock, aren't we? Okay.
Yeah, we need 2 minutes. You got one.
Yep. So we are going to recess for a 1 o'clock work meeting. So it is 12:58.
The meeting will start at 1.
Or whenever you get back.
Oh. Well, I know I won't be back.
Do you want me to get you a drink while you're up?
No.
In all seriousness.
Yeah. You get straight out of the oven back in that time.
I don't know if you want to. It's only carry on the meeting. I don't know if you want to leave and join the Zoom call. It's in your email.
So do we got two meetings going on at once?